Hello, thank you for calling the Harry Lexer Helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Delores, and her phone number is 213-806-9892.
Okay, thank you
She
so much.
is on the other line, okay? So I can
Yes.
transfer her to you.
Please transfer over.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir.
Of course. Hello, Dilos.
Yes.
Hi. Could you pronounce your name for me? I want to make sure that I'm pronouncing it right.
It's Dolores Pugh. Dolores with that
Dolores.
Pugh.
Dolores. Okay, got it. All right. Now, my name is Brandon Sharp. I'll be your intake specialist today to get a claim through to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. Is this something you're looking to do?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is a recorded line. Have you ever spoken to any attorneys regarding this?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed documents with another law firm against any hair relaxer products?
Yes, I could confirm it.
Okay, thank you. Now, was it you that was using the hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, stage one, ovarian cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, you said stage one ovarian cancer. How long ago was this?
That's this year.
It was this
I was
year.
diagnosed with it. Yes.
When was it this year?
I'm sorry, March 15th, 2024.
March 15th,
The age of 40,
2024.
yeah. Yes.
Okay, and how old did you say you were?
I was 45, but I'm 46 now, so.
Oh, I see. You had your birthday in between that period. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Give me one second here. All right. Now, who was your diagnosing doctor?
Dr. Christopher Miller.
Dr. Christopher Millens?
Yeah.
Millen. And do you know how to
Miller.
spell the last name? Oh, Miller.
Yeah, Miller.
Got it. Okay. Dr. Christopher Miller. Now, what hospital was it that you were diagnosed at?
Torrance Memorial Medical Center?
Torrance Memorial Medical Center.
Yes.
Got it. And is that in Torrance, California?
Yes, the address is 3330 Lomita Boulevard, Torrance, California, 90505.
90505. Got it. Okay. And do you by any chance have his phone number? If not, that's okay.
I don't.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put the hospital's phone number down. Okay, so moving on from the hospital's information, in general, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Like I said, I was using it a lot. I
About
was
how
using
many times a year?
the product like six.
About 6 times a year, so once every 2 months.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And would you do it yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you a client as well? I'm sorry, not a client, a citizen as well as a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And what is your date of birth?
6/20 of 1978.
1978, got it. Now, this next question is a bit random, but were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome in the past?
No.
Okay. Now, what brand hair relaxer did you say that you were using?
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay, L'Oreal Dark and Lovely. Got it. And do you have friends, family, or loved ones that also use that same brand and were injured by it?
Well, I don't know. I'm the only one that, went through this. So if they did, I wouldn't know, to
Oh,
be
I see.
honest.
Okay, got it. And what year did you approximately start using hair relaxer for the first time?
I started using it back in December of 2014,
In 2014,
and I
December.
stopped using it February 2024.
February 2024. Okay. Got it. And did you originally stop using it because of the symptoms that you were experiencing, which led you to the hospital?
Yeah, I just, when you're going through that, you try to figure out what's going on with you.
Right.
So I stopped, doing that, and then I finally went to the doctor.
Oh,
So.
I see. Okay. What type of side effects were you experiencing before you went to the doctor?
Abdominal swelling, I was tired, I had blood in my urine, I had irregular periods, I had back pain and abdominal pain.
Oh wow, so many different symptoms. It definitely would be confusing getting them all at once. And so that eventually led you to the doctor and they diagnosed you during March. Okay, got it. And so you did say that you use them about once every 2 months. And it looks like you used hair relaxer in general for about 10 years straight. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. And you would do this at home. Would you ever go to a salon?
No.
No. Okay. And it's okay if you don't have any, but do you have receipts or empty bottles of the boxes that you had?
I don't.
That's okay.
That's junk after you use it.
Yeah, of course. You just toss it straight in the trash, right? Okay. Now, my next question is a bit loaded, but I'll say it a bit slowly. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using L'Oreal, regularly?
I don't know.
So if you started using it regularly for the first time in, say, 2014, it was at least 2 or more years of usage before you were diagnosed.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I didn't understand the question. I'm
Yeah,
sorry. Yes.
it's a redundant question. I'm sorry about that. But thank you. Okay, so that is a yes. Now, when you were diagnosed, what type of treatment did you receive?
I receive chemo drugs administered through a needle and IV injections monthly.
I see. So chemo through IV. And do you know how many
Yeah.
cycles? It's okay if you don't. Around
8 cycles for 6 months.
8 cycles for 6 months.
Yeah, and I received a partial hysterectomy as well on my right ovary was removed.
On your right ovary.
Yeah.
Okay, partial hysterectomy. Okay. And how soon after your diagnosis did they do that?
They did that March 25th of this year.
March 25th. Okay, got it. So, about a week after you got diagnosed, you went straight into treatment. And did they do the hysterectomy first or did they do the chemo first?
They did the hysterectomy first.
Oh, I see. Okay, they did the hysterectomy first. Got it. And the same doctor that diagnosed you, did they help you through treatment or did you get administered to a different doctor?
They helped me through treatment, the same doctor.
The same doctor did. Okay, got it. Give me 1 second. I'm going to copy his information over here. Christopher Miller, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, I have that down. Now, this is for HIPAA compliance purposes only, but can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Yes, I'm a woman.
Thank you. And what is your current marital status?
I'm single.
Single, okay. And your first name, can you please spell it out for me?
Yes, D as in dog, E as in Edward, L as in love, O as in octopus, R as in Robert, E as in Edward, S as in Sam.
Dolores, okay, got it. And your last name?
P as in Paul, U as in umbrella, G as in go, H as in house.
Got it. PUGH. And do you have a middle name?
Yes, Yvette. Y as in yo-yo, V as in Victor, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, E as in Edward.
Got it, Yvette. Okay. All right. And what is your social?
560-57-5281.
Got it. 560-57-5281. Okay. And do you currently have health insurance?
No.
Okay. Now, for your primary contact information, what is the best email that we can reach you at?
Dolores_Pugh@yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com? Got it.
Yes.
Dolores_Pugh@yahoo.com. And your phone number, 941-992-1000. 1994. That's not your phone number, correct? It's
No.
213-806-9892.
Yes, correct.
Okay, got it. Give me one second here. Okay, and is this your mobile phone? All right. And how would you prefer to be contacted, through phone calls, texts, or emails?
Both, if
Both.
I can.
Okay,
Because
got it.
sometimes, you don't
And
get to your phone.
you might be busy and such. Do you work in the mornings?
Yes,
You do.
I
Okay.
actually do.
Are you more free in the afternoon or evening?
Yes, I
Okay.
actually am.
I'll mark that off here. Now, what is your current address?
5883 Inskeep, that's I as in ice, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, K as in King, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, P as in Paul Avenue, apartment 1, Los Angeles, California, 9003.
And Los Angeles. Got it. Okay. California. Have you been in California your whole life?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I have as well. Yeah, we're right in Irvine here. That's where I'm calling from.
Oh,
Okay.
okay.
And is that an apartment or a house?
It's apartment.
It's an apartment.
Apartment 1.
Apartment number one.
Apartment 1.
Got it. Okay. And now, when it comes to your medical records, do you hold on to those yourself or do you leave them with your hospital?
I live in with my hospital.
Okay. If you were to request them, would you be able to receive them?
I can give you guys permission to get my records from the hospital.
Okay, yes, that is another thing as well that we'd be able to do. So, okay, got it. But in general, you would be able to access your own medical records, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. And when it comes to, if you were to provide them yourself, say if we didn't pull them, could you send them to us through email?
I don't know because I would have to go to the hospital to actually get them. I couldn't get them online. I would
I
have
see.
to go and request them.
Got it. And that means that you would be able to send it by mail if you did.
Yeah, if I did, I would have to do that.
Got it. Okay, I'll mark that off just as a note. But yes, of course, if you give us permission, or I should say the law firm permission, they can pull the medical records straight from the hospital. Now, my last question for you would be if you'd like to put down an emergency contact. So this is only if we're unable to contact you, we would contact them to continue your case. And you don't have to put one down if you don't want to.
No, I'm available. Like once you guys email me or, leave me a message.
Okay. Got it. I'll mark that off here. Okay. Well, those were all the questions I had for you. Thank you for your patience. I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents over straight to your email as well as your text so you have a copy in both. Now, these are the retainers for the attorney. So after you sign them, the attorney will give you a call in the next 2 days here, 24 to 48 hours, and they'll
Yes.
verify all the information we went over, make sure it's correct, and your claim should be submitted afterwards. So those should
Okay.
be sending over right now. Let me know if they get sent.
Okay, I'm looking at my email right now, so to speak. It should
Okay.
be an attachment or.
Yes, it's going to be from Brandon Sharp. That's my full name.
Okay. Trying to go in right now. Give me one second, so it's not doing
No
it
problem.
yet.
Take your time. And you can put me on speaker if that makes it easier.
Yeah, I did that. I'm just trying to see. Because you said it will be an attachment, correct?
Yeah, so there's going to be a link underneath my name. That's where you're going to be able
I
to
see
access
it.
those documents. Yes.
I see it. Yes.
So when you open them up, you should see yellow boxes. That's where you'll put a signature. Smaller ones will require initials. And let me know once you sign those, and I'll go over them.
Okay. I'm done.
Okay, let me go over these. Give me one second here. Okay, let me verify that information is correct. Okay, yep, that all looks good here. So, yeah, now you can expect the call to be within the next 2 days from the attorney. I'm going to go ahead and send you a text from my personal desk line. So, if you have any questions or have any problems, you can give me a call or text and I'll transfer you straight over to the attorney. I would give it at least 48 hours before you text me about this, but if you have any questions between that, don't hesitate to ask me anything. But I'll send you this text through now. And other than that, you're all set for the time being.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. And my name is Brandon
Thank you
Sharp.
for
I
all
was
your
your
help.
intake specialist. Hopefully, I can make it a bit easier for you and make the process somewhat smooth.
You did.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.